All right, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Pia Muhlenbeck. I'm here with Kane.
Good evening.
And this is Wine Time, the show where we crack open a bottle of bubbly and suggest you do the same.
Not if you're driving. If you're driving, make sure you pull over before you start drinking. Ideally at home. I think it's illegal to drink on the side of the street.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
And join us as we chat through the week that was.
So it's been an interesting week. We're back for episode 2 of season 2.
We are killing it.
I'm actually very excited about the fact that we're hitting our upload schedule. That's kind of special for us.
I know, me too. It's really fun filming it too.
Instagram has taken a massive hit. We haven't had any time to do any posts on Instagram because we've been prepping for this show.
This is always what happens with us. We have like a little bit of attention to put at one thing at a time. And then all the other networks kind of suffer a little bit.
Well, we need to work on that. We've got our vlogs coming back. We've got this podcast up and running. And we've now actually got a post schedule for both of our Instagrams. So I'm pretty pumped that we're finally getting back on life.
Motivation is back in full swing. I think our fitness transformation is causing this knock-on effect.
No, that's just depressing me, actually.
Really?
Yeah, we should give a fitness update.
Oh, yeah. As you can see, we're still not drinking any wine.
Still on water.
I'm sad.
Can you believe it? I'm actually a little bit upset about my fitness transformation this week.
Why?
Well, I was saying this to Pierre earlier. What's happened is for the last 2-3 years, we've pretty much eaten and drunk whatever we want. And life's kind of been okay. Not much has changed.
What, like physically?
Physically. It's been a slow, slow decline.
Yeah.
But in the last 2 weeks, I've eaten so clean that I actually now hate food.
Yeah.
I haven't drunk any alcohol. I'm only drinking water. Like, life has gotten significantly less exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing has changed.
No, our bodies look basically the same.
Why is my body torturing me like that? My body should have gone, wow, well done.
Six pack for you.
Have 7 kilos off.
It takes time.
And
it
I'm training
time.
Heaps too. Like, I'm really training lots.
I know. It is really actually quite, it sucks because we're so sore. Like, our bodies are just in absolute agony. But so then it feels like we look super muscular, but then when you look in the mirror, you're like, oh no, that's just internally.
What I think it might be, I think I might actually be internally swole.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, maybe on the inside, I'm now really, like, I'm beefcake.
What do you mean? Like, ripped?
Yeah.
Yeah, like all your muscles are popping.
I think they're popping out, but just the fat hasn't caught up yet.
That's right, that takes a little time. But it's been like 1 week, so
it's been
you got to stick
with
it.
A week and a half, yeah.
Yeah, a week and a half.
It is hard though. I got to admit, I do want, like, when it's the weekend, where we live right in the kind of the main strip of this area. So on a Saturday night, we can hear basically just bars and clubs and restaurants just pumping. And we're sitting upstairs eating grapes.
Not even grapes.
No, not. It's too much sugar.
Just chicken and rice and broccoli. Yeah, it is actually really full on. We like walk through everyone. There's this whole street of like vibes, like restaurants, bars, dessert bars, all this sort of stuff. And we just walk through with our like little broccoli and our chicken. And it just, honestly, we just come in here and we're not used to not spending the weekends out and about socializing. I think that's one thing we have to actually do again. Is get out and socialize. We just need enough mental strength to make healthy choices while we do that.
I don't have any mental strength.
I know,
at
that's
all.
That's the tricky thing.
The problem
we
is
have a rubber arm.
With the exception of Cooper, who doesn't drink, my friend Cooper, everyone else drinks.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to go out at the weekend and have someone say, I'm not drinking. Because the Australian culture, I don't know if it's the same in your country, but the Australian culture is very much based around drinking. There is a drinking culture here.
Yeah.
So you go out and it's not like, oh, I'm going out to get drunk, but there's always a beer involved somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think that's my problem.
Yeah, that's right. It's like a nice little Saturday afternoon or something. You have a glass of rosé.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to take part in that when the weather's beautiful.
So we're in the middle or we're at the end of winter now here in Australia because we're on the underside of the planet. And it was like 24 degrees today, Celsius, which is just the perfect temperature. For a beer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Really frustrating.
Yeah. But we just got to stick with it. We've already had some good results. We've done our second weigh-in. So
I think the app's broken. That system with this DEXA scan thing, I did it again this week.
Not the same one.
No, but basically the same thing. We've got one at Change, which is basically you stand on it and you put your hands on the device, and it sends electrical signals through your feet up to your hands. It's basically a stand-up DEXA scan.
Yeah.
And I did it last week, I did it this week, and there's 0.1% change.
I know, but you know you're not meant to do them weekly. You're meant to do them like after 4 weeks.
It doesn't matter. It still felt, I was expecting a sharp decline. So given my happiness went down like this, I was expecting my fat levels to go down like that as well. I just didn't. But yeah, we are eating a lot of like super clean food. Mm. I think we need to do it. We've really, last few months, we've just been very much not looking after ourselves.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, for this summer, we're going to be good.
Yeah.
And then hopefully...
That's right.
We can get back to normal life again.
So yeah, unfortunately, wine time is now water time.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe we can still put an alcoholic bottle in the shot.
Well, we don't have enough strength not to just pour ourselves a little glass.
I'm just thinking of the sponsors.
Yeah. So the other day we had our first ever brush, I would say, with AI. Maybe not our first ever. I guess it's like the Tesla self-driving, a form of AI?
And Siri's AI. There's lots AI. But like, I think...
Okay, definitely not our first at all. Groundbreaking news, everybody.
Guys, Pia used a computer this week. It was amazing.
No, but Kane was showing me this app or program,
the
I guess.
Art app?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just mind-blowing. It's like this AI bot, and then you can type in what you want it to do an illustration of. Like you can literally say anything.
Yeah.
Sheep jumping over a rainbow with a unicorn horn. Yeah.
And it'll do it.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of scary how good it was. I typed in a girl walking through a haunted house on fire.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I thought this is going to really push it to the max because there's a lot of emotions there.
Yeah.
Haunted house gives an emotion. Being on fire gives it an emotion. I was like, is it going to do the girl on fire? Is it going to do the house on fire? And it was exactly how I imagined it. It was like a horror movie-esque style of this little girl walking down a corridor. The house was on fire. It was moody.
And it was also a beautiful image.
Oh, yeah. Not gross. Like, it was brilliant.
It was stunning. If someone had have painted it, it was a complete work of art. Isn't that crazy? Like, I've seen a lot of people say that this might be quite detrimental to artists.
Well, I mean, so that image, it generated it in about 45 seconds.
Yeah. And now, was it free?
Well, I'm on a free trial, so yeah, I got like 30 or 25 pictures. But I tried, I typed in Michael Jackson dancing on Mars.
Yeah.
And flawless again. I typed in a giant loaf of bread.
Yeah, that's right.
And it really made like a giant loaf of bread. Yeah. I don't know like how you could even, it wasn't just a loaf of bread big. It had the detail that made you think, wow, that's like the size of a house.
Yeah, without even anything next to it to sort of show scale.
No. Nah,
like that was the only thing in the photo because that's what you said, that that's the only thing you wanted in the image, but you could still see that it was giant.
Yeah.
Like it was amazing.
So I have two views on this. Firstly, there's a lot of things that AI can do better than humans, but we still let humans do it.
Let them?
It's the humans still do it. We still want to do stuff. So just because a computer can do something.
Doesn't mean it should.
It doesn't mean we need to let it every time.
Yeah.
So if you're an artist and you love painting, don't stop. Don't go, oh no, my job's been taken. It hasn't.
No.
People are still going to pay for real artists. And also if you love doing art, do it.
I think a real artist, a genuine artist is still way better than this AI.
Well, I don't know where it's going to go in the next... You might not say that in a year's time.
What does that mean for like image sharing like Shutterstock and iStock Photo so that's and things like that?
That's where I think that it's going to destroy stock entire photography. Industries.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to stop photography because there's still an art form that is photography like that I would want to pay for.
No, I said stock photography.
Yeah. But if I want to – stock photography is generally used for mock-ups, right?
Yeah.
Typically we don't –
You wouldn't actually use it in a campaign.
Maybe a small to medium business, like an insurance company on your high street, might use some stock shots for their window artwork and stuff. But generally, in advertising land, stock shots are used just for mock-ups to say, hey, client X, we're thinking about getting a girl running here, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
Nike logo here, clouds over the top. And you can typically type in to iStock Photo, girl running at racetrack, cloudy day, and it will find a picture and you can pop it in there, put the Nike logo on and go, this is roughly what we're hoping to do.
Yeah.
Give us a load of money and we'll actually shoot this properly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need Shutterstock or iStock now.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Or not now, but in the future you might not.
You could just say to the like AI,
yeah,
girl running, cloudy day,
yeah,
and it will give you a bunch of options.
At you could even say at racetrack and it will put
yeah
the track on the floor.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, that's where I see that it's going to really, and I think it would do it overnight. I think overnight it would just destroy that industry.
Mm.
When it gets good enough. And interestingly, I posted some of the pictures on my Instagram and I had a load of designers, because my background's design, so I know a lot of people that are in the design industry still. And a lot of them messaged me and said, oh yeah, we use Midjourney now.
Oh, really?
Like, whoa.
Okay, so it's actually like real applications.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I thought it was just kind of, you were just sort of playing around with it, going, oh, look at this.
I mean, I was, but I just was playing around with it because yeah, I've been on the waiting list for DALL-E for ages and I haven't got my invite yet, so I tried a different one.
Yeah.
So it was truly mind-blowing what it did. But then to hear half an hour after posting, my friends going, oh, yeah, we use that at work.
Mm.
It's like, wow, we used to pay, when I was working in agency land, we would pay these stock websites hundreds of bucks every time.
That's right.
To get a photo and use it for commercial purposes. Mm-hmm. And now
you can kind just of generate it.
And instant, exactly.
And exactly
how you want
what
it.
You want. That's right.
It's not like shoehorning a picture and going, oh, hey, client, just imagine that, you know, she was wearing Nikes. You can actually say wearing Nikes and the AI will draw the Nike tick on the shoe.
Does it actually, if you want like a photorealistic photo, does it actually take a real face from like Google Images or something? Or does it kind of like mesh faces together to make a completely new person?
Oh yeah, that new person. That doesn't exist. Yeah, no, you won't get. So it does draw, a lot of the AI draws its intelligence from artwork already on Google Images or wherever.
Yeah.
So for example, if you type astronaut in space, almost all of the images that it generates look a bit like Elon Musk, because Google, typically across like Google News and Google Images, typing in space right now, the most famous person going to space is Elon Musk. So that just comes up in the news articles.
That looks
and
like an astronaut.
Yeah. So there's a lot of people, a lot of these images that look a bit like Elon Musk's head. Not exactly the same.
Yeah.
But definitely like
a bit of a likeness.
Is that a sketch of Elon? You know?
That's very interesting.
Yeah. So that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
That's the thin end of the wedge. That's the bit we shouldn't worry about. Really, like if it takes.
What should we be worrying about?
Well, AI is going to get far more complicated, right? Like yeah. on September 30, the Tesla bot is announced and showcased.
Yeah.
And literally today they posted and said, don't worry, so long as you can run faster than 5 kilometers an hour, you'll be fine.
I know. Didn't Elon literally say we've just limited the ability for it to run very fast?
No. They haven't limited it. It can't run that fast. But the
point didn't he do that on purpose so that we can have a standing, like we can have a fighting chance when they uprise?
If this thing goes insane, you can outrun it. But literally the caption on the Instagram post says, if you can run faster than 5 miles an hour, you'll be fine. That's literally what he posted.
Oh my gosh, that is so creepy. And do you know, a few months ago, I think like 2 months ago or so, there was a engineer from Google who went to the news, like it's all over the news, that he believes the Google AI that they've been working on behind the scenes has become a sentient being.
Yeah, I mean.
So combine all of this.
That guy, I mean, he seems like a bit of a weirdo. I watched his interviews. I do believe that there is a sentient element to the AI that Google has developed. Obviously, I think it's called Lambda or Lambda. But the point is, you can still unplug it. It hasn't developed arms and hasn't put weapons around the plug socket. If it gets really too gnarly, you can just go, you know what?
Which one?
Pull the plug. You can just pull the power out.
Of where? The Google one?
Yeah. Someone at Google is going to go.
Does that not live in the cloud, like in the internet? Can that not infiltrate all areas of the internet?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I hope not. Like, I was just thinking it's like a standalone computer going, number 25, need input, Stephanie.
I think it's a lot more sophisticated than that. I think it has access to the entirety of the internet in order to be able to actually be a functioning AI. So why would it not be able to just like copy itself into the cloud?
Like in Terminator. That's horrible.
Is that where I'm, is that where I'm getting this plot from?
I hope that's not true. I think it might be. I mean, if it lives in the cloud, that's kind of worrying.
I imagine it's not on like a freaking old school 1990s Mac.
If I'm developing AI, I'm not connected to the internet. I'm on a laptop.
It is definitely connected to the internet.
I'm definitely not letting my AI connect to the internet.
The internet is what where it draws its knowledge from.
Oh, well, we're completely doomed then.
This was a fun start to the podcast.
You know, because there's two areas that I think AI is really going to screw with me specifically.
Why?
Where? First one, my Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah. At some point, that car's connected to the internet all the time. Two things. Firstly, the governments are going to insist that those things have kill switches at some point. Mm-hmm. Like the police are going to chase you down and go, you're speeding, and you try and speed away, and they're just going to go, boop, boop, and it's going to, they're going to turn your car off. There's no point. High speed chases would be a thing of the past because they're better control it. That's not really AI. That's just remote control with the connected vehicles. But where I think there's an issue is, let's say you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're driving to the hospital, breaking the speed limit. And driving through red lights because obviously...
This seems entirely dangerous. I would like you to drive safely if I'm pregnant, please.
But let's say you're leaking all over the chairs, right? I want to get you there as quick as possible. Or whatever the word is, watering over the chairs. I don't know what happens, but I need to get you out of the car as quick as possible, so I'm driving fast. Let's say I drive through a red light and the car knows I've driven through a red light, so it goes, uh-oh, no, you've only got one demerit point left. Like in... The Fifth Element. Remember in Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
The car parks itself because he's got no more points in his license.
Yeah.
When that happens, and I'm trying to get you to the hospital because you're breaching, but actually what happens is...
Do we have to be this graphic about this example?
You're dilated. The car might just go, no, take the steering wheel away, turn left, drive me to the police station and take me to the police station.
Yeah. So what you're saying is essentially it can override your freedom.
I mean, the computers already can.
As in the Tesla?
No, all computers, like, we live with computers, but if somebody up top wants to override our freedom, they can.
Yeah, this but, like, you problem. Can just turn, like you said, you could just unplug your computer. But if you're in a car, it can basically falsely imprison you and drive you to somewhere that you don't want to be.
It could lock the doors.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The simplest thing, if it thinks you're a criminal, it could do that. And that's all coming. Like, there's not
just... Do you actually think so?
Not just Tesla, that's just, it's coming. Of course, 100%.
I mean, I guess it would be helpful to prevent genuine crime. Like, you don't want high-speed car chases on the road. No. You know? But,
It will be annoying for those moments where...
If there is a genuine human emergency.
Yeah.
And any reasonable person would go, okay, there was no one left or right. You can run through that red light.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this is a country road or whatever. And, like, any reasonable human would have been like, yeah, the emergency. It makes sense.
Humans have the... Even human police officers have an element of compassion.
Darling, police officers are generally wonderful people.
Oh, no, not really.
Let's not get into this. Let's not get into this.
All right. Police officers are lovely, right? If they pull you over and they see you're giving birth, they're going, oh, go, go, go. We'll drive you there. We'll put our sirens on.
That's right.
That's gone.
Yeah. How do you teach that level of compassion to like a Tesla computer?
Well, and also, what is the end goal of AI, right? The end goal of AI, you'd imagine, regardless of what angle it's approaching, is to ultimately make life easier and sustain life on this planet. I would say that's the number one goal for everything. Everything we're working towards should be sustaining life on this planet so that our planet doesn't die out.
Okay.
We're a Goldilocks planet, potentially in the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
We assume that we're the only one in the solar system. There's loads of others. If we're the only Goldilocks planet in the universe, i.e. one that can sustain life,
mm-hmm.
really the only goal of AI, it will figure it out this, because I've figured it out, and AI is cleverer than me. The AI will figure out, the goal of me as a sentient being is to sustain life. What's the biggest virus on this planet?
Oh my God, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
It's going to wipe us out. As soon as they put guns on those little robot spot dogs, we're all dead.
Yeah, I think so. Someone already did a YouTube channel with it.
Great.
Literally.
Or say goodbye now.
Yeah.
It's really, like, it is.
You're right. We are the species that is generally having the most damaging impact on the planet.
100%. Like, we are well and truly outside the circle of life now. Mm. We are destroying all circles of life.
Mm.
So... At some point, like, drones are getting real good. Drones can carry stuff now. What happens when they start putting little laser guns on drones?
Yeah, I don't think we should be making AI.
I don't think we should be making robots or guns. I don't think we should be making,
like, robots or, like, Siri is fine.
Anything but like Apple's absolutely fine.
No, but, like...
Anyone else? No way.
No, I mean, like, don't necessarily need to make the like walking, talking robots that can wield a knife, you know?
Well, this is the thing as well. So on, what day is it? Let me just check. Okay, AI Day at Tesla is on September 30th.
Yeah.
What's the date today? Okay, so in a week and a month from now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk says that the AI bot, the Tesla bot, sorry, is its main goal is going to help humans with mundane tasks.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would be. Maybe moving boxes, maybe delivery of packages. Like yeah. The thing can walk, apparently.
Can it do your dishes and stuff?
Well, that's where it gets worrying.
Why?
Because there's a load of knives in my sink.
It just comes out like, it just flips it, touches it, it just looks at you.
You're like, have you worked out that I'm the enemy yet or what? It's going to get pretty scary pretty quick. I think if somebody doesn't control this.
Would you get one though?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I really want one.
I really want one so bad.
You have like every thing that you could have that's robotic, you basically have. Like you have a robotic vacuum.
That's a worry as well.
You have drones. You have like all sorts. Anything that you can have that's like as cutting edge as it gets, you get your hands on.
So get this right. Amazon, evil company, by the way. Just want to put that out there. They probably won't want to sponsor me after this, but they do a lot of bad stuff. They are the biggest advertiser in America. I think they spend $10.4 billion a year on advertising.
Okay.
On like press, TV, magazines, whatnot. Which means no one actually reports bad about them because that's their bread and butter. These journalists are basically getting their salaries from big brands, right? They've bought iRobot, the little vacuum cleaner thing.
Oh. What do you mean they've bought it?
They bought the company because the company was failing.
Oh.
Now, they're the biggest spender on advertising in America.
Yeah.
They also spent, I think, one of the top amounts lobbying governments in America,
mm-hmm.
which is I find so weird that, like, shops lobby the government. Like, what are they trying to lobby for?
They lobby so that these governments vote for laws in their favor.
Right. And then they also bought Ring, the doorbell company.
Oh, gosh.
Right. And then when the CIA want to check on someone, Amazon are handing over the camera data.
Oh.
So already they're not exactly trustworthy.
Wait, the camera from the little vacuum?
No, the camera from the doorbell.
Oh.
Right, so this Ring system, it's like, I think it's like an alarm or doorbell.
Oh, so they're literally handing over the data of who enters a house.
Yeah.
Really?
So this is very different.
You know how we have that little vacuum?
Right, here's the thing. They just bought the iRobot thing, which is the competitors we've got.
Yeah.
There's a GoPro on the front of that thing. There's a big camera and a LiDAR sensor. So they can map the inside of our house.
They already have, yeah.
Well, they did that already. And they send the data to the cloud.
Uh-huh.
So what if you've got a load of, I don't know, drugs underneath your bed or a gun.
It's just going to send that data to
the CIA. They'll be around your house. They'll know where the drugs are before you even open the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of worrying.
So it's just like it. So basically that map of our apartment is like public information now.
Well, it's not a map, is it? There's a full 4K camera on the front.
Floor plan. Yeah, that's true.
It's filming everything. Like I can log in at any point and see where my vacuum is from my phone.
Yeah, right.
And watch it drive around the house.
See, nothing's private anymore. Everything is data collection. Everything.
But this is where I have a dilemma because I love tech and I love the vacuum cleaner and I love the fact I can see from when I'm not even at home what my vacuum cleaner is
doing.
And
our lives are so convenient now, it's really hard to resist. But you are doing, like you're buying these things, being fully aware that everything you say, do, think about, Google, anything like that is basically accessible knowledge.
Well, I've got a Whoop band.
Oh, yeah, great. So now it knows when you're sleeping, eating, going to the toilet.
Everything.
It's just going to have a full rundown of exactly
everything. And Siri knows when I'm in the toilet because whenever I walk in, I go, Siri, play dinner jazz. But they're building this big profile on us and that's where I think we should worry because at some point a computer will be able to work out what we want and what we do. And it will know us better than we know ourselves.
It already does. Like the ads that you get are targeted to you and they're like, before you even know you want it, it knows you want it.
Mm. Yeah.
It's all driven by consumerism.
Well, I mean, the Instagram algorithm has, it's just the way it's feeding me dog content right now is insane.
Oh my gosh, I know. It,
like literally it's 100%. And it's content around grieving. It's not like, oh, here's a cute puppy. It's dealing with grieving of a dog. Like, how does it know? Oh, I know how it knows. Obviously, I posted about it. But, like,
yeah.
That's a really crap thing to profile me as.
Yeah.
And then feed off my emotions.
Yeah.
And keep me clicking back on it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is really weird, actually. It must be hard to open your Instagram then.
Yeah, it's not great, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
But I just I figured if I just keep scrolling, it will go away, but it doesn't.
You have to click on a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Like just find something funny and click on it and watch it like 100 times and then just reprogram the algorithm.
To the algorithm.
Yeah, that's
it's right. It's bad though because the algorithm now doesn't even show me any content that I want to see. I haven't seen content from my actual friends that I've known for 10 years.
Yeah.
In probably years.
I agree. I really miss that about Instagram. It's like it used to be this community-driven platform where you can log on and be like, oh my gosh, look, Kat's gone to Bali or Brooke and her family are, you know, in Fiji. And like you kind of like keep track of people that you actually know. And I feel like when I look at my like home feed now, it's basically just 90% people I don't know.
It wants you to think that you've never finished searching. So it doesn't give you the stuff that you want to see.
Mm.
It will give you other stuff over and over and over. And then, oh, there's a friend. Piece of content. Oh yeah, cool. I was wondering what he was doing.
Yeah.
Keep scrolling. Maybe I'll see some more. Like it's in their interest to have you doom scrolling.
That's right. It's doom scrolling.
Yeah. It's very like it's very important for everyone to understand that it is in their interest to keep you on the site for longer.
Mm, that's like the statistic that they go by, right, to determine the success of the app.
They're building addictive behavior. Like they have psychologists. Mm. Building these algorithms out so that we stick around.
I miss the simple days. I miss when it was like, firstly, I miss when it celebrated photography.
Yes.
I do love making videos and I like making reels, but there still needs to be a space for photography. Wow. You know, like for a long time, I used to have Tumblr blogs and I used to like get so much inspiration from Tumblr blogs. Now I really look at Pinterest and things like that because I do actually like looking at beautiful photos and like getting building a bit of a mood board sort of thing. And I feel like Instagram used to really celebrate that kind of photography. And now I feel like if you're not making a reel, it's basically punishing you with your reach.
I don't think Instagram know exactly what they're doing. I think they are scrambling because they are seeing competitors pop up that are doing bigger and better things. And they're going, great, let's do that. Oh, let's do that. Let's do that.
Well, they did the same thing with, right, Snapchat did well. And so they made stories.
Yeah.
And then now TikTok's doing well. And now they're pushing reels.
Yeah, exactly. And even before that, there were certain elements of Facebook that they started to bring across into Instagram. And Instagram has become this massive bit of bloatware because the true core of what Instagram is, i.e. a photography sharing app, has gone.
Yeah.
If you post photos on Instagram, you're actually penalized now.
Yeah.
The algorithm doesn't want to see that because the algorithm says, no, it's got to be a 7-second video. It's got to use a stupid trending sound. It's got to be the same a remake of a content that 50 other thousand people have done.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there's not really, I mean, I get it. It's fun, but it's not original. And it's also not, if you're a photographer, you're screwed.
That's right.
Because also as a photographer now, you can't upload a photo. So you have to show the behind the scenes of you taking the photo. And then at the end, the big reveal. So now photographers need photographers of themselves.
That's right. Yeah. You need.
That's insane. Why does a photographer have to have a photographer photographing what he's doing?
Yeah.
It's quite interesting with TikTok being copied by Instagram because what TikTok feeds the Western world in terms of content, it's not what it's feeding its own nation.
Like, that's true, isn't
it? If you look,
it's
very hard to check it out because there's lots of firewalls and, you know, stuff like that to get content from China. But if you actually get to see the content coming out of TikTok, it's not even called TikTok in China. It's called, I think it's Douyin or something like that. They really do push family life as a something you should strive for.
Mm-hmm.
People blowing up in China are like these 14-year-old kids that are engineers making, you know, little machines.
Yeah, it's
and stuff
like highly educated content that trends there, isn't
if
it?
If that's what's trending over there, more kids are going to want to get like that.
Mm.
So, like, it's like mental warfare. It's genius, actually. Like, I would do that if I was TikTok. Like, great. Let's make all those lot an idiot. It's working. The relationship advice channels on TikTok
are hilarious.
I watch them because it's hilarious.
Are hilarious.
As someone
the dating advice?
Yeah, as someone in a relationship, I'm like,
don't
an idiot.
Ever do them.
like these are getting millions of views. Some people are listening.
I know.
And that's why we have a world of, you know, Andrew Tate wannabes and stuff like that.
It's kind of shocking that we reward as a whole in terms of civilization, we often reward like the worst. Do you know what I mean? Like there's some channels on YouTube. What's that girl that does Something If True?
Huge if true. Yeah,
she's a journalist and like she really researches these really interesting topics and makes really cool YouTube videos. Mm. And she's getting like a couple of 100,000 views.
Yeah.
Whereas like
I think she's bigger on TikTok, but on YouTube, she's not like Jake Paul level. But
I'm
she
just
should
using
be.
That as an example. It's like these kind of videos that people put genuine effort into, they get like mediocre success. Like they get some success because they're still like a big pocket of the community that's into it. But like the stuff that's so mainstream, I feel like is like the worst.
But we reward controversy. We always have done. As a species, that's what we do.
Yeah.
You go back to medieval times, like I always used to think, why would the king and queen want two people to get into the amphitheater and fight to the death?
Yeah.
They seem like mean people. Like, why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
But there was a whole amphitheater of audience wanting to watch as well. Like, we're quite a bloodthirsty species, actually. Like, we don't, whether we like to admit it or not.
Certain cultures, though? Because then there's other cultures that are really peace-loving.
Not really. It's certain clusters of... All cultures are nice, but the majority of the world loves it. Think about all the people that want to go to war. Yeah, super patriotic. Let's go kill those people. Like,
yeah,
what? None
it's
of my
crazy.
Friends. If I asked any of my friends, would you want to go to war tomorrow and kill someone? They'd be like, no.
Of course not.
But like, there's a chunk of the planet that do in every country.
Yeah.
I think that's insane. That if we all just went, nah, I would like to have a beer.
Yeah. You really want a beer, don't you?
But like, if we all said that, there wouldn't be war. There'd be a load of idiots in suits in the government house going, let's go fight. And we're like, no, mate.
Like, yeah, you do it then.
You're the weirdo. Yeah. You pick up a gun and go.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, because like most politicians are sociopaths. That's why.
It's just money. It's just money.
I read something that said the people that crave power in politics are exactly the people that should never have power in politics.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're actually nuts.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you can see it.
So there is actually like a new social media sharing app called Be Real. And I think it's just gone number one in the app store.
Yeah,
but I think it might actually be like the worst of them all. Because it sends you a notification at any time of the day.
Yep.
And you have 2 minutes to upload a photo. But basically it turns on your rear and front camera.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
That's right, yeah.
So wherever you are, you have to take a photo of you and what you're looking at.
I mean, that's very invasive. But also, I think you can't see the rest of your feed unless you've posted as well for that day.
So every day you have to do
so
it, right?
I mean, talking about how the algorithm works to kind of give you these dopamine hits and get you hooked. Imagine you can't see your feed unless you post. Like, this is going to create an extreme addiction to sharing maybe stuff you don't want to share just because you want to get on the feed.
But also, like, isn't that the weirdest content? Like, where has creativity gone?
Yeah.
It's just pick up the camera.
And go.
And, like, whatever you're looking at is that shot and whatever. Like, isn't that boring? Do you want to look at that of other people?
I tried the app and it was absolute garbage. I don't know. Look, I'm probably not target market, so I don't understand why it's gone to number one.
Yeah.
But maybe because of this system which drives you to have to post to view.
Yeah.
It's keeping it at number one because you really, you know.
It's probably got a similar appeal to Snapchat when it first started in terms of just rough and ready content. It's real. It's not polished. It's not produced. That kind of thing. I think that's the appeal with it, obviously. But also, I can't imagine myself sitting there scrolling through, looking at other people, just like what their wall is and what they're currently looking
like. Well, I found it. So basically, I joined the app, but I didn't have many friends on there. I had like Harry and Alex and stuff, but the majority of my feed was random people.
Yeah.
And it's just depressing. Like,
is it?
Just everyone who's posting is a selfie of themselves and they're just on their bed in their bedroom. It's like, are you all just at home? Like, go outside, go and have some fun. Like,
yeah.
The planet is really exciting.
It would actually be quite cool if you're traveling and you're on a trip and every day it pings you and it's an epic location or something.
Yeah,
that's when I see the benefit. But I think, like you said, most of the photos are just people like laying in bed houses.
You know what would be great? If it would only work when you're not at home, so you put your home address in, so it would only ask for content when you're outside, so you have to get off your butt and go outside.
Yeah, that would give them the best data capture too, to know all the places that you love to go on a regular basis.
Is that my conspiracy theory music?
It is.
Oh, I can hear it. That must mean there's a conspiracy theory.
There is there a conspiracy theory? Oh, I feel like this whole podcast has kind of been a conspiracy theory about AI.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. The conspiracy theory is actually the main thing that I get emails about.
Oh, what's
that? I feel like, no, just in general.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
I feel like if we made this whole podcast, just called it Conspiracy Theories with Kane and Pierre, it'd do a lot better.
Okay.
Especially since we're not drinking good wine. Note. Maybe we should do that. I got an email yesterday asking me this question about conspiracy theory that I've always wondered about a little bit. And the way it was worded was very good. And it made me think, definitely going to bring that up.
Okay.
Okay, so humanity, if we do something good, we make an iPhone. What's the next thing we do? We'll make number two. We make number three. Make number four.
Yeah. Trying to make it better.
Keep trying to make stuff better. We keep going back to the source and trying to improve upon it, right?
Yeah.
Same with rockets, same with cars, same with planes, technology, everything.
Yeah.
Even food. Once you make, you know, something, you try and at least go back and do it again.
Genetically modify it. Bigger and better.
Don't get onto that. Why have we only been to the moon once?
Oh, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Have we only been to the moon once?
I think so. Definitely not like more than twice. I mean.
Really? Maybe?
Well, I don't know. We haven't gone in the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years.
Okay.
Definitely. Not in my lifetime we haven't been to the moon. So why not? Because we're talking about Mars now, but the moon's apparently a lot closer. And if it's not made of cheese, we should be able to land on it.
So wait, is that your conspiracy theory?
No, I think
the moon is made of cheese.
No, my conspiracy theory is, and I know this is an age-old conspiracy, like did we or didn't we land on the moon?
Yeah.
But I don't care about the logistics of like, oh, the camera angle was here and the shadow was there and blah, blah, blah. My question is, if we went there once, this was a big deal. Like we went to a different planet. It wasn't like, oh yeah, we've discovered Arizona. No, we went to a different moon. Why didn't we go back? Why is there not a star base? Why have we not?
I think it was just boring. There was not much there, you know. It wasn't a vibe.
It doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah, but you know that conspiracy theory is immediately debunked, right? Because when Apollo landed, they actually put like a reflector on the moon. So they actually left stuff up there, and you can, with an amateur level telescope, see that stuff yourself with your own eyes. Yeah.
In next week's podcast, guys, I'm going to go buy a telescope tomorrow morning.
And we're going to see the reflector.
We shall either debunk the conspiracy theory or peer.
Either debunk me or the conspiracy theory.
We'll let you know in 7 days.
All right, guys, that's where we're going to wrap it up today. Let us know what you think about AI. Have you had any creepy experiences? Do you think it's a good thing that we're working on more AI, or should we be nipping that right in the bud? Let us know in the comments on YouTube or Spotify. I don't really know how you
comment. Yeah, we're going to put a poll on Spotify.
Perfect. Yeah. Awesome. And make sure you send through any conspiracy theories for next week, and we'll see you guys there.
Bye.
Bye.